USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in Haiti say that hundreds are dead following a strong earthquake that struck the island on Saturday. The 7.2 magnitude quake was centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Officials say at least 304 people have died and more than 1,800 have been injured, with Prime Minister Ariel Henry saying he was working to rush aid to areas devastated by the quake, as some towns had almost completely been razed. He also declared a month-long state of emergency for the entire country. And the number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 in the U.S. has reached a new record high, with just over 1,900 as of Saturday. Health officials blame the rapid spread of the Delta variant, along with children under 12 unable to receive a vaccination, for the rise in serious cases. Children now make up about 2.5% of the total COVID patients in American hospitals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A pair of governors are talking about how they're handling rising COVID cases in their states. Wendy King reports.
The governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, is calling up the National Guard to assist with putting up temporary hospitals due to the rapid spike of COVID-19.
To support our hospitals overstretched by patients during the Delta surge.
While the governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, says he won't impose a mask mandate and won't push people to get vaccinated.
There are risks associated with taking the vaccine. There are risks associated with not taking the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And as the remnants of what was Tropical Storm Fred move into the Gulf of Mexico, another tropical storm has formed in the eastern Caribbean Sea. Grace is expected to bring heavy rainfall to the greater and lesser Antilles, with tropical storm warnings in effect for areas like Antigua and Barbuda, St. Kitts and Nevis, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Secretary of Homeland Security is receiving pushback for leaked comments where he called the situation at the southern border unsustainable. Brad Bernards has more.
Top Republicans on Friday called on the Biden administration to act on the crisis at the southern border after leaked audio emerged of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas calling the situation there unsustainable.
We're unsustainable. These numbers cannot continue. We cannot get to a point where we were a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen. We're looking at the policy options. We can't continue like this. Our people in the field can't continue, and our system isn't built for it.
Former ICE officer Thomas Feely, who resigned over President Biden's border policies, sarcastically applauded Alejandro Mayorkas for admitting all his failures and ripped into the DHS secretary for trying to make the border situation sound like a good thing.
If you're a true leader, you cannot work at the men and look at the men and women that work for you and look them in the eye and lie to them. That is just not something I can do. I'm not wired that way. I'm a Marine.
And officials in Haiti say that hundreds are dead following a strong earthquake that struck the island on Saturday. The 7.2 magnitude quake was centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Officials say at least 304 people have died, with at least 1,800 injured. Prime Minister Ariel Henry said he was working to rush aid to areas devastated by the quake, as some towns had almost completely been razed. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.